You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, by now, folks, most of you should know that we have gone to a one-hour format. That's a one-hour format. We dropped what used to be the first hour of The Hour of the Time and are just broadcasting the second hour, or what used to be the second hour. Now it's the only hour of The Hour of the Time. Now, the reason is it's just too much work. And too much money. And that's the reality of the situation. So we had to cut back an hour, and we will be in this time slot forever, I guess, unless something happens to WBCQ or something happens to us. And this is much easier on me and everybody else, and it's much easier on our extremely limited pocketbook, if you know what I mean. I hired Pauline to help get the orders out. And by golly, she's cranking them out like crazy. I was getting between 3 and 8 out a day by myself. And now Pauline is, for instance, today we sent out, probably about 15 or more orders. And we are well over the halfway mark. Now, there's several reasons why the orders were late. One is the heads went out on the tape duplicating machine, and we had to get new heads. Another is that we only had the capability to duplicate one videotape at a time. Now we can do 8 at a time. We have a new dupe system, and we can do 8 videotapes at a time now. Now, just so that you might begin to understand the logistics of what we've been up against, just one set of Mystery Babylon tapes is one video and 41 audio tapes. So, can you imagine if we have to duplicate 41 audio tapes times 100? That's 4,100 audio tapes. Does everybody understand that? That's a lot of audio tapes. It takes a long, long time. And but we've caught up on everything. Many of you should have already received your orders. In fact, I'd like to hear from some of you who have and tell me what you think of the quality of what you've received. I'm interested in that because we've tried to send you the best quality of everything, including the audio tapes, that we could possibly get. Tonight we're going to be on the phone for the whole hour. I got to catch up with what all you guys are doing because I've just been busy. Last night, WBCQ ran a rerun. I have no idea what they ran or how much of it they ran. I could not do a broadcast last night because we were having some of the most incredible lightning storms that you've ever seen. Lightning was going sideways through the sky and then multiple hits, one right after another, real close to our mountaintop. I would see lightning strike and then strike again and strike again, you know, just like that. And it was incredible. And whenever that happens, we have to shut down the station here. And you can't stand around with earphones on your head in front of electrical equipment. You got to shut everything down and get away from anything that could possibly conduct electricity through the power lines or the phone lines if lightning hits the power lines or the phone lines. You don't call somebody on the telephone during a lightning storm unless it's an emergency, and you try not to answer. I did answer yesterday because I knew it was Alan Weiner calling. And so anyway, that's what's been going on around here. I'm going to play some music now, and then we'll open the phones. The number's 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578, and we'll catch up with what you guys have been doing out there. What's happening in the world? How was your 4th of July celebration of the loss of our nation? because the United States of America is defined within the Constitution for the United States of America. It doesn't exist anymore. So I have no idea what everybody was celebrating unless it was the birthday of the country that is no longer in existence. That's what I did.
In San Francisco, on the St. Joe Moore, guided but close by the radio. Up in Maine, on the western plain, it makes a difference where you go. Cinderella and a fella have the boiler lights down low. Listen to the radio. Love is on the air tonight, and it's on a coast-to-coast hookup. Love is everywhere tonight. You better look your cozy up, no guns. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So with your networks, the major networks will do your wooing for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Twitter from old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care? As long as love is on the air
tonight. That. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I would like to ask you, you positively said that a person does not have to pay income tax. So how could I contact you, or you could tell me right in the air, what would I have to do not to pay?
I'm sorry, but I don't teach you that. You got to get into the law books yourself. Can you show me a law passed by Congress that requires me or you to file or pay income tax?
It's not a law. Is it just with the 16th Amendment or...
Wait a minute. Can you find a law passed by the Congress that requires you or me to file or pay the income tax?
There's no law.
Okay, why are you asking me? All you got to do is have the balls to stand up and say, no, there's no law, like me. I drew the line in the sand long ago. No, I'm not going to file it and pay it until you can prove to me that I'm required by the law to do it. And nobody, including the Internal Revenue Service, the United States government, the FBI, or anybody else in this whole world has been able to do it. So why are you asking me?
Well, but haven't they thrown people in jail for it?
So what? They're going to throw George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Thomas Paine, all of them in jail, weren't they?
But they haven't done it to you.
Pardon?
They haven't done it to you.
No. Doesn't mean they won't. Or won't try.
Alrighty then.
Let me tell you this, and listen to me very carefully. If you're not willing to die for freedom, you cannot have freedom. You cannot be free. You will not be free. You will be the slave of whoever threatens you. Does that make sense?
I've got you.
Okay. Our founding fathers, they knew that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. You people out there better wake up. What, you think there's some easy solution? There's no easy solution. You either got to have the courage of your convictions, and you have to be willing to die for what you believe in, or just quit playing all these games and say, okay, come and enslave me, I'll kiss your butt and lick your boots and do anything you want me to do every time you want me to do it, and I'll give up everything just so you won't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. No, don't hurt me. Hope you understand that, folks. Because if you don't, you're doomed. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the whole hour tonight. Sort of try and catch up. What's going on? I've been busy, really busy around here, hopping around like 40 hornets and trying to build a nest. 520-333-4578 is the number. And, you know, let me tell you how people are. We may have lost a good portion of our audience just by dropping the first hour, because a lot of people will tune in where they've heard us before, and if they don't hear us, they won't call the station and try to find out where we are. They just lose us, sometimes for months, sometimes for years. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Steve from North Carolina.
Hi, Steve.
Are you just going to be on from 10 to 11 from now on?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear the beginning of your broadcast, so
yes.
You'll have to forgive me on that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask your personal opinion about something that I know you're aware of, and other people probably are as well. What are your feelings on that Nostradamus prophecy about in the year 1999 and 7 months, the great king of terror will come from the skies? And what is your opinion generally on the Nostradamus prophecies?
Total bullshit.
I hear you. I think that's a real wise statement.
Total bullshit.
Total bullshit.
Yep.
Creation of the elite through time and stuff like that, eh?
Just total crap.
Total crap.
Nostradamus was just like you and me. He sat down and wrote a bunch of encoded quatrains. Quatrains are like poems with four lines.
Right. I'm familiar with the prophecies, and
okay.
You're absolutely correct in that.
But nobody knows the code. Nobody has ever decoded his prophecies, and even if they did, it wouldn't be any better than if you or I sat down with a crystal ball and wrote the same thing.
Well, I appreciate your opinion on that, Bill, and I thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, don't fall into that stuff, folks. Oh, they use that to scare people and neutralize them. After all, if it's been prophesied by Nostradamus, who can prevent it from happening? Why should you resist? I mean, gee, if Nostradamus said it's going to come true, who are we to resist it? All the manipulations that go on in this world. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the economy.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm kind of stymied by the stock market, and it's just taken off like a rocket. It's above 11,000 right now.
Well, you're not alone. I am too. It should have crashed a long time ago. None of those companies are worth anything near what they're getting for their stock. And people are jumping into the stock market who don't know anything about it whatsoever. And governments are artificially deflating the price of gold by selling large amounts of gold every time it looks like gold is going to come back up. So to discourage the people of the world from holding gold, so that when they actually do bring everything down around their ears, so that they can actually have their world utopian state full of slaves, nobody will have the means to operate on a black market or in a black market capacity except very few people.
Yeah, Bill, I worked in the financial industry for quite a few years in Chicago. I used to live in Chicago. Now I'm calling from outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at some of the Chicago exchanges down there, so I know quite a bit about finance and whatnot. But I noticed the Fed raised interest rates last week 0.25%, and the stock market just shrugged it off. I've been trying to figure this out for a long time. I do not, for one, believe the all these inflation numbers, the consumer price index and the producer price index. The government is telling us we have like 2% per year inflation, and that's not what I'm seeing where I live right now.
It's not what anybody sees.
Bill, I can tell you, I bought a lake home in this area outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul for $56,000 about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I just sold that home recently for $130,000, and I never did a thing to it.
Boy, that's what you call inflation, isn't it?
I bought property for $300 an acre up here about 4 years ago. If I wanted to sell today, I can get about $1,500 per acre.
Yeah.
If that's not inflation, what is inflation?
Well, you see, what we're seeing is the reflection of the brainwashing that they've been subjecting the public to for many years. the public has now reached the state that they believe anything they're told by the federal government, whether or not they see that it's true or false around them.
I think it's a big lie. These low interest rates are a big falsehood. They're a lie. These low interest rates have allowed the Federal Reserve to just pump all this credit into the economy, and I think we've created something of a bubble.
Well, as I've been telling you for years, the ultimate goal of this is to suck everybody out of real money into paper investments that are worth nothing except what they've been led to believe that they're worth, so that when they get ready to take down the middle class, and they've got to do that because you can't have a socialist world government if you have a strong middle class. It's got to be eliminated. That was the goal of the Communist Manifesto. And so they've got to do that. And what they're doing is they're just sucking everybody into all of this paper and worthless investments that absolutely have no value whatsoever, or very little value, so that and they're causing people to lose their respect for traditional real money, such as gold and silver coin or gold and silver bullion or commodities that have worth over long periods of time that can be bartered and traded. And so that when they get ready to pull the plug, there won't be anybody who can resist. And they'll be ready and willing to accept anything in order to get out of that situation.
Yeah, I believe there's a lot of greater fools out there that are just buying all these lies. And I think the big lie is the way that interest rates have been held down so low, even though we've had, in my eyes, I mean, what is the biggest part of your pocketbook expense? It would probably be your home payment. And I've seen home prices in a small town I live in. Every year they have the average selling price of homes in my small town, and for the past 4 years they've been up 17% last year. The year before they were up 15%. The year before that I think it was like 12%. Then the year before that was another like 10%. How does the government get into this 2% inflation idea?
Well,
I just don't understand it. Look at the stock market too; it goes up 25% a year. That's not inflation.
It's just a flat lie. They're just lying to everybody.
I think they're creating this great big bubble that is someday going to burst. And like you said, Bill, when it does burst,
it's
probably not going to be very pretty.
Oh, no, people are going to be literally and totally destroyed.
They're going to be clamoring for all the socialist programs, just like the 1930s, the Great Society, the Roosevelt era.
Yeah,
it's going to be Big Brother government helping everybody out because they were all such fools they couldn't see what was coming ahead.
Sure, and listen to this. This is the most dangerous thing that I can see. I can remember when I was a boy, everybody had savings, and they had savings in real assets, not phony paper money, but money that was backed by gold and silver, or they had gold and silver coin, or they had their money in real estate, or in land, or in property, something that was worth something. There isn't hardly anyone in this entire country that owns anything now. They're so in debt. Everybody that you meet is so much in debt that if they had to sell every single thing they own tomorrow, they would have absolutely nothing when they were finished, because all of the money would have to go to the bank.
Yeah, well, I've definitely tried to avoid getting far into debt, and I've believed in buying real assets, like I said, land and whatnot. And believe me, it's appreciated quite a bit. That's why I just can't understand that there's no inflation.
Yeah, and no one, absolutely no one has any savings.
But it's a big lie that Wall Street is saying that there's no inflation. It's just to justify the outrageous prices of stocks. Because if we really had natural interest rates that would more or less reflect inflation, the stock market could not be where it is today.
Oh, well, you're absolutely correct, because the stock market does not reflect real value. It reflects what?
It reflects
speculation.
Oh, we've seen a heck of a lot of that going on out there.
Yeah, so if in the last 3 years the market has gone up how much?
Oh, gee, it's going up, 25% a year, I think, on average.
Okay, now if it's going up 25% a year, that means if somebody's selling stock and getting that full price for that stock, then you have had that much real inflation.
And that money is going to buy other things like land and homes. And I've seen the prices of all this stuff just go skyrocketing in my area. It's unbelievable.
Sure, and every time the prices skyrocket, the value of the dollar is less.
But But, you know, the big lie is that there's no inflation. We only have 2% inflation. Maybe a gallon of gasoline hasn't gone up in value, or a can of beans. But it's the expensive things, I would think, that have really shot up in value.
Well, the definition of inflation is not gasoline prices going up. The definition of inflation is printing more money than the economy needs and putting it into circulation, along with making credit available to just about anybody who wants it. So what you do then is you put more money, more cash, into circulation. And when more cash is in circulation, people can spend more dollars, and people can always recognize that and raise the prices. And so the value of the dollar goes down. That's what inflation really is. It's money being pumped into the economy that really isn't supposed to be there. It's not backed by anything.
And I think we've seen so much excessive lending and just, you know, credit, just giving credit to just anybody. You know, even dead people and dogs get credit nowadays, or credit cards.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I just think that, I think I'd really like to have a talk with Alan Greenspan. Just I'd like to pick his brain, because I just don't think he really believes all these lies that he's telling everybody.
Of course.
I think he knows in his heart that it's a scam.
Of course he knows it. If he didn't know it, he wouldn't be head of the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah, he's a smart man, and I think he knows it's a big scam.
He's a puppet. He's a puppet. He's there because he is perpetrating the scam, and the very moment that he refused to go along with it, he wouldn't be there anymore.
A few years ago, they had all those problems with those Asian economies, and they had all these bailouts of Brazil and Russia and all that. I thought at that time the world was really on the ropes and there was going to be trouble, but
Well, that's what I thought, too, and it should have happened.
I think that what they've done, Bill, is they've flooded the world with American dollar bills. They're all over the place, and they've kind of inflated their way out of what could have been a nasty depression.
No. See, that wouldn't work unless people lost all conception of what money really is. When people can put a $1 bill on their coffee table alongside a $100 bill, okay, and they don't understand that they're both the same. They really think one is worth $1 and one is worth $100 when they're backed by nothing. Then they have perpetrated the fraud. And the fraud is that the paper has value when it actually has no value whatsoever. And the more paper that's pumped into the economy, the less, even the less what you might call virtual value it has. Virtual meaning like out in space, it has nothing at all. It's just an assigned number that you're taught to believe. But the truth is, money must have an intrinsic value of its own intrinsic worth, whether or not it's used as money.
And I've noticed in my part of the woods up here in Northland here that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to just a few years ago.
Sure, that's right.
And so I see inflation, whereas the Fed tells us there's none. So I don't know.
Let me tell you what's happening. They're sucking everybody into valueless investments and holdings that are worth nothing, so that when they pull the plug, they can have their socialist New World Order, their one world utopian government with a whole world full of one class, and that's the poor that have to be supported by Big Brother. If they allow a middle class to prevail, socialism cannot and will not work. They will not have control over the middle class. So they have to destroy them.
And I think that's the best way to destroy people is financially wipe them out.
Sure.
I think it's possible it could happen, Bill.
It's going to happen. It's happening. That's what this is all about. When you have people running around thinking that a piece of paper is worth $100 when it's backed by nothing, and the government will tell you it's backed by nothing, then you have a nation of fools ready to be sheared.
Yeah, well, I don't think people ever really learn from history, and they've been fooled before, and they'll be fooled again.
Just a piece of paper.
Okay, Bill, you take care.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, take a $1 bill, put it on your coffee table, put a $100 bill beside it. Tell me the difference between the two. Oh, boy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes, sir.
This is Al White, Grantford.
Hi, Al.
How you doing?
Good.
I like to make a couple of statements. The gentleman that was on last, I'm familiar with that state over there in Minnesota, and they're really giving us a real rough time. It's not only like what you guys were saying, the property values are going up, but they're doing that on purpose. Last year, they came out and assessed my place. They raised the property value, fair market value, $32,000. Now that's going to transmit back onto taxes, and that's what they're after.
Well, they're after taxes, but the greedy homeowners and property owners love to see that because then they think that it's really worth that.
Yeah,
and and a lot of them put it on the market right away.
Well, yeah, and see, here's the point, Bill. The government is getting rich off of it.
You're missing the point. This is not about the government getting rich. It's about destroying the middle class so they can have a socialist world. That's what it's about.
Well, it's hurting everybody.
It's supposed to hurt you. It's supposed to make you a serf.
Okay.
It's supposed to make you worth nothing, so get down on your knees and accept any little handout the government wants to give you and accept their conditions for taking that handout. That's what socialism is.
Well, I understand that.
Apparently you don't if you think the government's doing this to get rich. The government doesn't give a damn. If they did, they wouldn't be pumping out paper money that's not worth anything because it's not worth anything to them either.
I realize that. I realize it. What it's transmitting back to the people is more grief.
That's what it's supposed to do. Why are you surprised at that?
I'm not surprised at it at all. Not a damn bit. I'm living in it.
Sounds like you are.
Bullshit.
Then what are you doing about it?
Well, besides, not a hell of a lot you can do.
Yes, there is.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I've been over to the courthouse arguing. I talked to the assessors and you talked to the town board. They don't give a damn about what you want.
You don't understand.
They don't care a bit.
You don't understand yet. No, they don't. They're socialists.
Absolutely.
They're never going
to...
So
what am I supposed to do? Pick my land up and haul it to Timbuktu?
Well, I'll tell you what. Until you get this idea out of your head that this is not supposed to happen and you're being wronged by it all without you standing up to do something to stop it, it's going to continue to happen, and all you're going to do is keep on complaining about it. And if that's what you want to do, then I can't help you.
I'd like to put a stop to it.
Then you've got to get together with all your neighbors, and you have to study the history of this country, and you have to be willing to put a stop to it, which means you have to risk your life.
Well, I'm all for that.
Well,
I can't get the rest of the neighbors to think the same way.
Well, we'll see who's willing all for that.
I'm all for that, Bill. That's no darn bit. I've got this place all paid for. I've had it paid for 12 years, and man, there's going to be nothing left for my kids, and that's what I've set it up for.
But you don't understand. It's not paid for. You don't own it. What kind of deed do you have?
Well, I've got a regular
regular what?
Deed, whatever they give you.
You don't even know what it is, do you?
Yeah, it's an abstract with a patent land title on it.
Do you have a warranty deed?
A warranty deed from the bank, right.
Then you don't own the land. A warranty deed warrants that a deed exists, but you don't have it. The state owns your property, and as long as they own your property, they have the right to charge you whatever rent or lease they want to charge you, and that is your taxes.
Okay, I understand. I got to get that changed.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill.
Okay.
Thanks a million.
You're welcome. You see, folks, you just don't understand. You think you understand, but you haven't got a clue. If you pay for something with money that has no value, that's worthless, that is not money under the law, that's why it says legal tender. It doesn't say money. You know what legal tender is? It says you can tender it in payment of debt, but the person you tender it to is not obligated to accept it, and it is not money. It's tender. You cannot pay for something and own it if you pay for it with something that is not money. It's an instrument of debt. A Federal Reserve note is an instrument of debt. It is not money. You are not paying off anything, period. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Frank from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, your last caller, I think he's a little confused with what the warrant deed is. Like you said, it's issued by the bank. What he's looking for is a lodeal title or a fee simple title.
That's right. And as soon as he gets it,
land, an absolute land patent or land grant, depending upon the state in which he resides.
That's right. Or if he gets an allodial title, he can patent it.
I know here in Pennsylvania they deal with land patents, but in Tennessee and certain other states they deal with land grants due to the treaties and stuff that took place back during the Louisiana Purchase and such.
Yeah, but it's not just land. It's everything. It's
right.
Your refrigerator. It's your car. That's why when you pay off your car, you don't get the title to the car. You don't own the car. You get a certificate of title, and if you go down the DMV and find somebody who knows what they're talking about, they'll tell you right there that the state owns the car.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And it's a scam that's been going on for many years.
It's not a scam. It's the truth. Who is responsible for paying off the debt that the money represents?
The government.
That's right. So if you're using their debt paper, which has no value, to purchase something, who owns it?
The government.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's not a scam. It's the law.
Yeah, I guess maybe I misphrased that. What I meant.
See, people think it's a scam because they don't understand the law. They think that everybody is supposed to teach it to them in high school, and they go assuming things that they think are true all their life. They're living in fantasy land, and when they get hurt, they think somebody screwed them. They screwed themselves because they're ignorant and they refuse to learn.
Well, absolutely. That's why I took it upon myself to study the law and
good.
The different things. Now, I'm not sit here and profess that I'm an expert in law, but I am a student of law.
Yeah, well, nobody is. I'm a student of law, too, but I know...
We all are. Those of us who take it upon ourselves to learn.
Yeah.
And I beat my head against the wall trying to help people understand things, and it's like they just look at you with this blank stare in their face, like
that's because
talking about.
They don't have a clue.
They don't. Absolutely, they don't. And I mean.